Victoria's a happy place because the doors have been opened a little. Also, it should be. Things are looking up, but we've got to stay happy. We're going to have to work hard to stay happy. What I think we need is another one of Daniel's roadmaps, a roadmap to staying open, a roadmap to staying happy. The rest of the world, including countries that thought the virus was beaten, are seeing some awful new waves. Germany was a role model for suppression. They're going into now what they call lockdown light, 15,000 cases a day, hospital system overwhelmed. So we've got to remember that. I mean, yes, enjoy ourselves, of course, but we've got to be really careful. Or we could do a similar thing. Now, one area where, and the government's got to live up to it this time, please, no more hotel quarantines. The government clearly isn't ready. It's designing its own QR system for reading the details of people entering businesses. Now, it's a week ago, or perhaps a bit more, we were talking about this on air. I raised it and said, let's do it. The Premier at that stage said he wasn't convinced it was a good idea. Well, now he is. He's changed his mind. He's building a new system, though, rather than buying one. Why? New South Wales has got one. The ACT has got one. Just ship it down. But anyway, we're going to build one, and heaven only knows when it will be ready. Surely there's something we can use in the meantime. But remember, this is the state that gave you my key. We built that. That was terrific, wasn't it? We stuffed up the Fines Victoria computer system. Didn't work. Cost millions. We stuffed up births, deaths, and marriages. We stuffed up a new police computer system. Victoria has a long and proud history of digital incompetence. But we're going to build a system crucial to staying out of further lockdown. Now, okay, maybe they say it'll deal better with the system they've already got set up for contact tracing, but it was not a good idea a week ago. Suddenly it's a good idea. We should have done this months ago. And if we can, we should be looking at bringing one down from the other states, not building our own. How long is it going to take? And also, speaking of contact tracing, the man who reviewed it, Chief Scientist Alan Finkel, at a Senate committee yesterday said, yes, the system's improved significantly. But in his words, it is very new. It is very new and still needs weeks of testing. What? Why wasn't it fixed in those days Daniel Andrews was pretending it was perfect? So we're heading into risky times. No QR system, but trust him, he'll build one. A contact tracing system that is still being tested is not good enough. I mean, it's too early for the Premier to be out there with his whiskey and donuts. There's a lot of work to do. But the other point is we've got to take responsibility too. Wear masks, socially distance, accept there'll be reduced crowds at sports events. Don't do silly and dangerous things. Look, I know there's a temptation. We're off the leash. Let's go, you beauty. But that could put us straight back on the leash. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the new so-called freedoms, which are actually basic rights. But really, accept that we're a long way from through this, and it's up to us to make sure we stay happy. We don't go back into crisis.